Good afternoon, everybody. It's Michelle and Adrian with an update for all of you. I will start with a COVID update, a vaccine update, and then I'll have Adrian talk a little bit, and then we will review and go over some questions that you all have. And I'll also, after the vaccine, I will talk a little bit about our staffing, our recruitment, and retention, where we're at with that. So I'll start with a COVID update. As you all know, we had an outbreak on December 24th, which we ended up having a total of 20 residents that were COVID positive. There was a mix of symptomatic and asymptomatic. The majority were asymptomatic, and then there was some that turned symptomatic throughout time. And now we currently have only 6 positive residents with COVID. And we did, we do have them all on the second floor as of hopefully the end of the day today, because we did do a lot of movement Christmas Eve and the weekend, the following weekend and week, of trying to isolate people and start the quarantine. And then we did another round of the mass testing on Tuesday, and that definitely yielded good results for us. So then as after the 2 weeks of their quarantine, we do start testing residents to try to get them off the COVID wing. So we wait for their negative results. And all of you, if you have a loved one that is COVID positive, you will be contacted by medical and or social work. So I want to talk a little bit about the contact tracing that we do. Our medical team department does contact tracing, which what that means is we contact all the staff that worked on the floor, on the unit. We interview them, we find out about their work assignment and their compliance with PPE, especially if we've had, you know, COVID positive staff where we ended up with having positive residents. And we did have 2 employees that were COVID positive on the 6th floor. And it was found that one had not been compliant with their PPE. And based on the information that we gathered and received, that employee is no longer employed. And that also has only happened another time that we had to terminate an employee for their non-compliance with PPE. So I just wanted to give you that information. And then for the employees here at the Jewish Home, we have 15 out that are active COVID. And then there's another group of people that we are tracking that have to stay out for 2 weeks and then test negative. Is employees that are living with someone that has COVID positive. So they have to stay out for 2 weeks and then they have to get tested. And then if they're negative, then they can return to work. And just also so you know, on the other side of the campus, the Summit and the Wolk Manor, they have 13 staff out with COVID and they have no residents. And that's our independent living, assisted living, and our assisted living memory care. So that's good news. So I'll talk a little bit about the vaccination clinics. So this is the second round. Yesterday and today, CVS has been on site. Adrian and I did receive our vaccine, or I received my vaccine yesterday, my second one. Adrian is up for today. I only have a little bit of a sore arm, no other side effects. So we had, between yesterday and today, we had 228 residents that were eligible receiving their second dose. So they received the first dose and then this round their second dose. And then we had 18 more residents that received their first dose because we do have a third date that CVS will come back and give the second dose. And that really is, there's TCP folks that won't be here for the 3-week duration, so they cannot receive their first dose because we can't have them come back and get their second dose because they're no longer in our care or we're not responsible for them. So that's why we don't do TCP patients primarily. And then there's only a handful of residents that opted out of receiving the vaccine, but very few. And then also at the same time, our employees are getting vaccinated, and this time CVS definitely was more efficient. They did have some glitches in the first clinic, more computer stuff and billing and things like that and entering employee information. So it went much quicker yesterday. So we had 50% of our employees vaccinated the first time, and then the second dose they're receiving yesterday and today. We also got 50 more employees that opted in to get vaccinated. So that's really good news. So we'll be over 60% as far as our employees getting vaccinated. And 40% is clinical, which is very good news for all of us and you. So that means nurses, nursing assistants, therapists, medical, folks like that did get the vaccine. And then we do have our assisted living vaccination clinic scheduled for January 15th. So that we're preparing for. And then once again, that will be CVS on site. And then also we did an employee campaign, and I did have a couple questions from family members around employees. And we did from the start, we did employee videos. We have testimonials from other employees that received the vaccine. We had FAQs, we had information, we had meetings just to go over the concerns with the vaccine. And I'm sure most all of you are watching the news, and some of our staff are hesitant. Actually, there's healthcare workers in general, believe it or not, are hesitant on receiving the vaccine. And just, you know, some people think that it was just too quick, it was made too quickly. They want to wait, they want to see what happens, if there's any long-term side effects. They also, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty and distrust going on around the country, as all of you know. So we do hope as things move along that it will change people's mind. And the other thing I do believe it helped is that when the staff saw their coworkers come back upstairs, that changed their mind that they received the vaccine. And they said, well, wow, you know, they're fine, they're okay. And then also as people know people that have COVID and or have died from COVID is very, very scary. And I think that has changed some of our employees' minds. All right, so that being said, I will turn it over to Adrian, and then I will be back with some Q&As. Adrian?
So good afternoon, everybody. Happy New Year. I know that I wasn't here for the last family call, but just on this end, we're obviously working very diligently. It's good to see that the number of residents who initially had tested positive back, it was Christmas Eve, but you know that we've gone from 20 residents, we're down to 6, and I'm knocking on wood. And we are continuing with the mass testing on Tuesdays. I just want to thank everybody for your patience and efforts with the system that we've been using, with clicking on the link and then, you know, using the codes and whatnot. We are potentially going to look at a different way to, you know, get away from having to use those codes. And I think I can hear some people cheering right now. But I think we've kind of found a rhythm that, you know, some people just do not want to be tested at all. You know, some want to be tested only if there is potential exposure. And some people say, you know, test anytime, it's you know, it's fine to know, you know, regardless. So we are kind of in the discussions of that. And I will have something more formal, obviously, drawn up, so that if you want to start thinking about it, you probably already know the answer to that, but that will hopefully be forthcoming so that we can get away from using the codes. I think we just completed, today was round 18. So we've been doing this for 18 weeks, and we just want to kind of simplify things a little bit. So I do hope this finds you all doing well. I know, you know, we've been diligent with still doing, you know, the video calls and the window visits and Zooms, and just really trying to maintain, you know, as much connection as possible. But, you know, hopefully with the vaccine and you know, it being a new year, the magic word being new, that we are heading in, you know, a good direction. So I wish you all the best. Again, thank you for you know, your correspondence, and I'm sure we will definitely stay in touch. And here is Michelle.
All right, thank you, Adrian. I'll also share with you some other news. I actually had an administrator call with our other Shagra homes around here in our community, And very, very sadly, they're in a much more dire straits than we are around COVID. So there was one home that's a smaller home, maybe 160 beds. She had up to 80 residents that were active with COVID, and it was all over the building on every floor. Not one floor didn't have a active COVID, and she's down to 47. And she did share, not the number, but they lost a lot of residents due to this COVID, and also high number of employees. But there were some floors or residents that had the COVID that they could not connect to an employee. I found that very interesting. And basically, she just said it just spread and just kept spreading and spreading. And then another home, they just had 22 test positive residents over the weekend, and that's a larger home. They're almost a little bit bigger than us, and they have a lot of employees also out, around 30 employees. And then another home, smaller home, they had like 5 residents, and they, unfortunately, they lost 2 residents over the weekend. And just not good news. And just like, you know, you watch on the news and you hear from people that this is just spreading just wildly and out of control. And you, all the PPE you can wear as much as possible. And they felt that it wasn't helping their situation, so sadly. So also, I just wanted to mention too about the vaccine for employees around the campaign. What we tried to do is we raffled off a bunch of equipment like TVs, iPads, Chromebooks, those little AirPod things that you put in your ears, because I know the kids like those. So we are going to pull the raffles for the staff. That's actually going to be tomorrow, the ones that attended their second vaccine. And then we also offered for people that don't work the day shift, because CVS were not able to come in on off shift. And as you know, we have 3 shifts. So we did offer to pay the employees 2 hours of pay in order to just come here and get their vaccine. So I think that helped make a difference too, as far as people signing up. So I got a few questions here I'll go over with all of you. The first one is, will all the residents have their second COVID immunization on Monday? And the answer is yes. So we started that Monday and Tuesday. They were here about 6 o'clock last night, and then they came back today, and they'll probably be here till about 5 o'clock. And then, would it be possible to do a blanket consent for COVID testing? Seems cumbersome to keep doing these consents over and over. And Adrian did already address that, so she will be working on that. And then also, I wanted to ask if there was a common denominator determined related to the 18 residents who tested positive on 6 in late December, or is it just too difficult to determine? I did review that, and in this situation, we were able to contact trace, but as I did share with you with other facilities, it's not always the case that you can tie it together. After residents and staff have received their COVID vaccine, how long will it be until there's a loosening of restrictions of visiting? Once again, I'm very hopeful that we will hear something from the governor's office around resident vaccinations, because like all other nursing homes, we're over like 90% of residents have been vaccinated. So hopefully we'll hear something around visitation very soon. Will the people in My Success Rehab get the vaccination? The answer is it depends if they're here for the 3-week time period. If they're not, then they will not receive the vaccine. What is the timeline for possible normal visitation at the Jewish home? Like I said earlier, I'm hopeful that we will hear something from the governor's office on what we can share with all of you, and hopefully that'll be very, very soon. Let's see. What is the plan for staff that have not been vaccinated? Like I said, I'm hopeful that we will get more and more people as time goes on. If you hear of these hubs, these vaccine hubs in the county, that they will be signing up out in the community. I'm also hopeful, we are working with New York State. There's a process for us to sign up so we can actually have our own vaccine on hand, so we can administer it to employees, you know, new employees and new residents, and then just basically manage it, the system ourselves, which would be much easier and less cumbersome for us to do that. Just basically the same thing that we do with the flu, we would prefer to do this for the COVID-19 vaccines. What will change for the residents now that 95% have been vaccinated? Will the few that could not be vaccinated be moved? The answer is no, we wouldn't move any of our residents based on their vaccination. And also, hopefully, the majority of the residents have been vaccinated, so that will help all of us and all of our residents. And then lastly, there's a question about hiring employees, and I do have some numbers for you. So we are challenged at this time. We have pretty much always been challenged during COVID and had made some adjustments that we've shared with you. And we know the reasons, and we've talked about the reasons of people wanting to live in work in long-term care, and it's a challenge. But we are continuing to see some, applications are coming in. The quality is not what it was before COVID, the pandemic. People, don't show up for interviews, some of them fail their drug tests, some of them take another job. We are seeing, I think, the younger groups taking these Grubhub jobs, Instacart, Amazon, instead of nursing homes where, let's face it, this is hard work that people do. We are looking at another nursing assistant program, and we're trying to do those as much as possible here. And really, those are very successful programs for us. And the majority of the people that already work here, like from dining, from housekeeping, from different departments, they enter the program, and they're very, very successful. We're looking at also just the vacancies or the recruitment efforts. We have this COVID, the COVID positive people that are out. And then you have this other group of people that I talked about that, have somebody that they lived with that has COVID, and then they have to automatically go out for 2 weeks. So it is a challenge for us daily, if not every shift. We are looking at our census. We are looking at, where the residents are, where the open beds are. Our long-term care census is still pretty good, fairly good, in like 96%. Our TCP is down, and it has been, which I've shared with all of you, and that's because of the hospitals have, basically closed down their elective surgeries and just the opportunities of what they're choosing to do and not to do. So we do have a fair amount of open beds there. So we are able to shift some staff from TCP to long-term care. But we try to give people chances if someone's late to work or they can't come to work. We try to give them, opportunities to, help them. What can I do to help you manage this before we just say, okay, we don't want you here anymore? Because it's not those are life issues that people have that we don't want to just terminate somebody for that reason. If it's a care issue or a work problem, that's a different story that we don't want to keep people here just to keep, a body. So I do appreciate all that you guys do for the staff, and I do know that they are working overtime and they are working hard, and they're trying to do the best that they can, especially with their own issues, their own children issues, life issues, and things like that. Also, I just heard Adrian pointed out to me that we are going to open up the gift shop. The gift shop. We are looking at. We just put up some plexiglass. We got social distancing. We're only allowing a few residents in there, and we are going to set up something if a family member wants to purchase something through there for their loved one. Megan and her team are going to try to figure out how to do that, but we do have a lot of good stuff in there, and the residents definitely missed out on it at Christmas time and Hanukkah time. The beauty shop, we have had no word from the governor's office on the beauty shop. So because we were in that, orange and red zone, because of the numbers, we had to close down. And the residents definitely, truly do miss the hair. I've heard one resident tell somebody upstairs that they were asking when can they go back? And the staff member said, well, we have to wait for the governor, to send us a directive on that, and hopefully that will change. And then the resident said, well, I don't know why the governor can tell me when I should get my hair done. So they're definitely missing that. That's a quality of life for our residents. I think that is all we have for today. And I hope you all do well and stay safe. And again, thank you for all of your support and in supporting our staff and staying connected with them, because it is very, very meaningful for them. And that ends our call. Thank you all very much.